for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, December the 29th, 2017. Callie Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Are You Walking Wounded?
Father, I come to you in the name and blood of Jesus. I acknowledge you as the great Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. You are the Alpha and Omega, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I bind the strong man assigned against me and everyone involved in this ministry. I bind mind-blinding, heart-binding, death-done, and antichrist spirits in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of all the spirits of witchcraft and all territorial spirits sent to hinder this work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for teaching, healing, and delivering your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk a little bit, I guess I'd call this teaching, Are You Walking Wounded? It's important for us to understand what it means to have a wounded soul and how it can affect, control, and devastate every area of our lives. We are made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we receive Jesus into our lives, our spirit is made instantly complete. The Bible says that the same spirit that lives in Christ now lives in you, and that's Colossians 1:27. Our spirit has been made brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Question that I have, so if we are made new, and we are a new creation, then why is there so much pain? Why so much bitterness, resentment, offense, disease and sickness? The answer is this. When we become born again, only one part of us is perfected. The rest is not. Our body and soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, still need healing. In Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. The Scripture commands us to be transformed in our minds, which is part of our soul. Our soul, which includes our mind, needs to be renewed and changed so that we can walk in righteousness. The word transformed means the change of moral character for the better. Romans 12:2 tells us our soul transformation happens progressively. That being said, the healing of our mind and our soul doesn't happen the moment we are saved or born again. Rather, it happens step by step as we apply the Word of God and apply His power and His presence in obedience to the Word of God. Being transformed in your mind and other parts of our soul causes us to experience breakthrough. As Romans 12:2 says, It will give us the ability to discern the good and perfect will of God for our lives. The reason our soul needs healing is because we are all wounded. We have been wounded. No one is exempt. Sometimes the burdens of our soul will cause people to totally give up. That is how much power a wounded soul has. But it has the ability to devastate us, wipe out our hope, even life itself. This is why we must be diligent to go after what Jesus supplied for us. The blood of Jesus, our healer and our deliverer. He can and he will help heal us from every wound that we have. Maybe you're wondering how our souls got wounded. We're going to take a look at a few things that can wound the soul. Sin, trauma, and generational iniquities. Two types of sin can wound us and put us in need of healing. The first sin is the sins that we commit. Many of the wounds in our soul are created by sins that we commit. Adultery, fornication, gossiping, emotional outbursts, wrong thinking, and taking offense. Drug abuse, excessive eating and drinking, sin of any kind can wound us. In fact, all sins, especially if they are habitual, will wound our soul. Isaiah 30:26 tells us, the Lord, he binds up the hurt of his people and heals their wounds. The word wound in the Hebrew word shaver means breaches and wounds. And in 2 Samuel 11:1-4 and 14-17, the Bible tells us how King David committed adultery with Bathsheba and then arranged for her husband Uriah the Hittite to be killed in battle in order to cover it up. In Psalm 38:5, David tells us the consequence of this sin. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. According to David, his sins literally wounded him and made him sick. Once you have become wounded by sin, you need healing. Just the same as your body needs healing when it gets sick. In Psalm 41:4, the Lord says, Lord, be merciful unto me and heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. We can clearly see two things from this psalm. One is that sin can wound the soul. And two, once it does, your soul needs healing. Sins committed against you is another type of sin that will wound your soul. Our souls can be wounded when someone sins against us. Have you ever been abused sexually, physically, molested, raped, mentally abused, emotionally abused, gossiped about, neglected by parents, spouse, or friends, or rejected? These cause us to be wounded in our soul. 1 Corinthians 8:12 says, but when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. The word conscience here means soul. When you sin against someone or someone sins against you, it can result in wounded soul. Some of the consequences that come from a wounded soul include getting sick in one's mind and emotions, mental illness, physical sickness. It can literally make our entire body sick. Proverbs 26:22, the words of a whisperer or slanderer are like dainty morsels or words of sport to some, but to others are like deadly wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. This verse tells us that slanderous words create deadly wounds in a person's innermost being. When someone whispers words of gossip or speaks evil against someone, it can create such emotional pain in the soul that the wound becomes a threat, if the wound can become a threat to the existence of a person. Unfortunately, the ones doing the talking and gossiping are also creating wounds for themselves. Their negative words can become deadly wounds. They can become deadly wounds to themselves as well as to the ones that they're talking about. If you're guilty of this, stop. Repent. Generational iniquity is another way our soul can be wounded. Soul wounds can be caused by the iniquities of our generations before us. These are habitual sins caused by our ancestors that have not been repented for, that have been passed down to us in the womb. Deuteronomy 5:9, I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. In Psalm 51:5, David confirms this truth. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David seemed to understand the wounded condition of his soul. He prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. The word heart in this word and this verse in the Hebrew is lev, which means soul. Wounds that are inherited from our family line can cause disease to manifest in our bodies. Acts 3:1-2. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into this temple. The man was born with a physical sickness or disability that he got in the womb. Some of the effects of being wounded, recognizing the different ways soul wounds can affect us is important. We need to get to the root of the problem so that we can be healed. If you aren't aware of the root, how can you address it? Some of the effects of a soul wound can be premature death, bone disease, blood disease, lupus, autoimmune diseases, cancer, addictions, food, alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling can all be the result of a wounded soul. Weight gain, anorexia, and the list goes on and on. Wounds in our soul can control us, and they drive us to sin. In Romans 7:20, Paul says, now if I do what I do not desire to do, it is no longer I doing it. It is not myself that acts, but the sin which dwells within me, fixed and operating in my soul. What Paul was saying here is the last thing he desired to do was sin. If there was something in his soul that drove him to do the things that he did not want to do. The things not dealt with in our soul, they can control us. The more wounded we are, the more messed up we are. Some of the things you may find yourself doing is getting offended easily, becoming depressed, bitter, fearful, or anxious. There's only so much we can do in our own strength to control our behavior. We may be able to suppress these things for a little while, but before we know it, it's just a matter of time before we fall back into the same old patterns, doing the same things that we did not desire to do, driven by the enemy, driven by the wound. This is why we need to get healed in our soul. Soul wounds can determine who you are and what you say. Proverbs 23 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The word heart in this verse means soul. With that being said, whatever is in your soul is who you're going to be. If there's pain or misery in there, you could be a person who's constantly unhappy or unsatisfied. If you have fear ruling your soul, you can be someone who is walking around in constant dread. This is why we need our soul healed. The more healing we get, the more whole we will become. When our soul's healed, we will become what is in our heart, a person filled and healed by the power and blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible also says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34. The word heart in this verse also means the soul. What this verse is saying is that what's in your soul is what you're going to talk about. Are you constantly complaining? This could be an area in your soul that isn't healed and causing you to walk in a spirit of discontentment. Do you find yourself talking negatively about a certain person or persons? Then it's possible that something has happened between you and them that has caused you to be wounded, and now you're speaking out of those wounds. Our mouth can be the fountain that pour out the pain from our soul. Soul wounds can negatively control our emotions. Do your emotions seem unbalanced or out of control? Are you fearful? Are you anxious, angry, or depressed? Have you tried different ways to stay calm and peaceful with no good results? It could be your unhealed soul that's affecting you. Let's look at a few scriptures that connect the condition of our emotions to our soul. Psalm 35:12. They reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. Psalm 42:5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Psalm 77:2. My soul refused to be comforted. Psalm 88:3. For my soul is full of trouble. Psalm 119:28. My soul melts from heaviness. According to these scriptures, damage to your soul can be the result that's causing you to feel sorrow, trouble, and heaviness. Being wounded can be the reason one refuses to be comforted, or why one is downcast or disquieted. When we are healed in our emotions, we change drastically. Psalm 132 says, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child is my soul within me. While a child is being weaned, it frets, it fusses, it squalls, it bawls. Let's ask ourselves some questions. Am I always fretting, filled with worry, annoyed, and discontented? Do I fuss, complain, and argue with everyone about everything? During conflicts, do I squall and bawl, even scream violently in the midst of confrontation? If so, this could be a sign that your soul is deeply wounded and needs healing. When your soul is healthy, it will be like the one described in Psalm 131, as quiet as a weaned child. Soul wounds can cause trouble in our relationship. People fight because their souls are wounded by sins that they have committed or traumas they have lived through. This is one of the reasons that people throw stones at one another. It can also be the reason for divorce. Two wounded people get married and eventually turn against each other, possibly because of unhealed wounds. The fight created even more wounds and resentment and bitterness formed in their hearts to the point of no longer being able to communicate in peace. Family members fight, marriages break apart, churches split, businesses and ministries fail, all at the expense of a wounded soul. That is why we must learn to be healed in our souls. Soul wounds can also bring financial failures. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This isn't just referring to spiritual prosperity, but but also an increase in every area of your life, including your finances. I believe the health of our soul can affect our ability to increase financially. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you have wounds as a result of sin and trauma, your wounds can control the way you think about money, choices you make concerning your finances, and also your spending habits. Soul wounds can cause physical sickness as well. Again, 3 John 2 bears repeating, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This verse also connects the health of your body to your soul. Psalm 41:4 says, Lord, be merciful to me and heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Can you read that?
Psalm 32:3-5. Lord, I prayed to you again and again, but I did not talk about my sins. So I only became weaker and more miserable. Every day you made life harder for me. I became like a dry land in the hot summertime. But then I decided to confess my sins to the Lord. I stopped hiding my guilt, and I told you about my sins, and you forgave them all.
This verse ties it all together. Sin wounds the soul and can cause us to become sick. However, God promises us that He can restore us from a bed of sickness. Excuse me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who heals all my diseases. Psalm 103:1-3. Here the word says that the Lord blesses our soul by forgiving us of all the iniquity and sin that has wounded us. Soul wounds can cause physical disease and disorder. I just want to share a little bit about my testimony of how the Lord healed me. I was, mine, I believe, began in the womb. I was unexpected, unplanned, and unwanted. And my parents became sick as a result of finding out about me. And they already had a big mess in their life, so there was generational sickness already in our family line. And it trickled down to me. But as a result of being unwanted and feeling unloved and abandoned and rejected, I became bitter. And I was depressed as a child. That was part of the result of this wound that I believe happened in the womb. Words were spoken over me. I know they were. They were spoken to me all my childhood. You weren't wanted. You weren't planned. You were an accident. And so all my life until I met my husband, I was sick. Physically sick to the point where I had many autoimmune diseases. I was going to many doctors, having many treatments, chemotherapy treatments, Remicade infusions, just different pain medications, prednisone, I had inflammation all over my body, in my eyes, in my bones, and I was miserable and I was sick. And I never knew why I was suicidal. Nothing ever satisfied me. I was unhappy, and I chased after different things to try to fill this numbness, pain. It was trauma that I was walking traumatized and didn't know where my purpose and place in this life was. So I filled my body up with drugs, alcohol, and sex. And that is what my soul wounds drove me to do. No matter how much I didn't want to do these things, I would go to church and say, God help me, I don't want to do these things. But these wounds were so deep, I didn't even realize that they were stolen then, because I was just being driven to cover it up, push it down, suppress it. You know, I didn't understand it at the time until I got into the ministry, got into a ministry that taught me about being healed, going down to the root, forgiving the people that hurt me, forgiving the people that hurt my people, and releasing them, breaking the soul ties with them, renouncing all the vows I made, I wish I was dead, you know, they'd be better off without me. I had to renounce all that, repent for it, and I had to love myself, because I didn't like me. They didn't like me, so I figured something must be wrong with me. So that caused me to not like me. And so when I learned about what does the Lord say about me? What does He think about me? That's what matters. Not the lies the devil told me or that the other people told me. It was what does He say about me? And when I started forgiving, even though I thought I had forgiven, there was layers and layers and layers. I forgive my dad or I forgive my mom, but I had to go back and say, I forgive my dad for molesting me. I forgive my dad for not wanting me. I had to go down the list and truly get healed. And once I got healed, all of those diseases went away. Now, the medical field said, all the tests for it said I had it. I don't have it anymore. It's gone. So I don't have to take all that medicine anymore. I don't have to go to the doctors anymore. I don't have to make sure I have good insurance so I can have all those expensive treatments. The Lord healed me. He healed me from addiction. I was a crack addict. He healed me from that. He healed me from rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, anterior uveitis. He healed my body completely. So I don't have to walk in that anymore. All because my soul, my heart got healed. That's how strong soul wounds will affect a person. They will cripple someone. And that's why I just feel so strong about people being healed, realizing the reason they're walking around like that, the reason they have a bad temper and screaming at people is because they're wounded. If they're wounded and they need healing, but they also need deliverance. But if things need to be broken off. So I had many, many wounds in my soul that caused my physical body to be sick for many years. And John 5:14 says, see, you have been made well. Once I repented and I asked the Lord to heal me and I forgave, this is what He said. See, you have been made well. Now sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Now I don't want a worse thing to come upon me. I don't want that back. And so I'm very quick. If someone makes me upset, this doesn't mean someone's not going to make me upset. But what it means is I can't take the bait. I have to recognize it. Oh, okay. So, and then I have to say, Lord, why is this bothering me? Miss Jarrett taught me that. My spiritual mom, she taught me that a long time ago. Why is this bothering me? Because if I didn't have something still inside of me, an unhealed wound, or this reminds me of my mom, or this reminds me of my dad, whatever that other person was doing or saying wouldn't bother me. Someone could spit in my face or call me all kind of names. It shouldn't bother me. Because I shouldn't be, I need to be healed enough to know that that is the ones with the issue, not me. I'm just going to walk in love. Demonic assault. Soul wounds can also cause demonic assault. Let's look at Luke 13:11-13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bowed together and could in no way lift herself up. That was me. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto this woman, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorify God the minute he touched my body. And I just began to walk in obedience to what he was telling me and showing me and teaching me. Then I started becoming whole. It was an instant. And the enemy tried to bring lying symptoms. Oh, this would start hurting or that would start hurting. And I had to recognize really quick these lying symptoms and forbid them the right to come back and attack me. And if I did start having a pain somewhere, I would say, Lord, have I sinned? Have I done something to open a door that's allowing this to try to come back on me? Because I know it's not his will for me to be sick. But I know he loves me enough to correct me if I'm in sin. So, this woman, she had an evil spirit that was attacking her physical body. When sin or trauma wounds you, it gives demonic spirits the right to attack you. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The wounds that came from sin, trauma, and generational issues can allow this darkness to rule our mind, our will, and our emotions. So wounds can cause long-term disorders and prevent healing. Not only can our wounds make us sick, they can keep us sick for years. It's possible that there are unhealed areas in your soul that could be keeping you from receiving your miracle. Psalm 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. Broken heart will cause a wound. The first step to receive healing in our souls is to recognize and admit that we have a sin issue or a generational curse that needs to be dealt with. The key is repentance. We must repent. The word repent means to change one's mind for better, heartily to amend with abhorrence of one's past sins. It's not just saying, I'm sorry, but acknowledging that we loathe our sins and turn completely away from them. Another key is forgiving. Unforgiveness can wound your soul. It will wound your soul and cause many problems in your life. There is no healing without forgiving. Forgiveness isn't an option or a suggestion. The Word says we are to forgive others as Christ forgave us. When we refuse to forgive, we're hurting ourselves. Now I want to talk a little bit about trauma, how not all wounds are visible. I'm going to read a little story here, a short crash. The sound of two cars colliding at high speed in the street brought me to my feet and out of the door. Two badly smashed cars, several people injured, and one bleeding profusely right in front of me. I tore off my shirt and made a compress to stop the bleeding from his head wound. His mother took the compress and held it tight. I proceeded to assess the others, some still in the vehicle. One young man involved in the accident was walking around directing me to the others who might be injured. He seemed unscathed. Just as the paramedics arrived, he collapsed and was quickly taken care of and transported by ambulance to the hospital. He had no visible wounds because his were internal. Sometimes the wounds that you cannot see are the ones that are the most damaging of all. So it is with soul wounds. Injuries to your soul, your heart, and your mind. What happens when your emotions are torn? There's a hole in your heart, and your thinking and beliefs have been damaged. How can you identify your soul wounds, and what must one do to heal from them? Here are some key thoughts, proven principles, about this. Soul wounds affect how we think, how we feel, and therefore affect how we act and relate. The wounds are at the root of everything in the sense that they affect everything. I heard someone say that a heart early broken will grow back crooked, and that crookedness will make us live and relate that way. We are powerless to change that which we are unaware of, do not understand, or deny. Soul wounds hold us back in life, in relationships, in loving, in serving or work, or even in our ability to receive love from others. Soul wounds become walls to protect us from being hurt. But walls don't just keep one person out. The walls that we erect, and they take many forms, keep all people out. Our protective but destructive behavior anesthetizes, numb, or push down unwanted painful thoughts, feelings, and memories. But listen, we must feel in order to heal. We're going to have to be willing to let some of these to dig down and let some of these things surface so they can come up and go out and be healed. How can we begin to identify our soul wounds? Look at our own coat. What do you do to cope? And why? If you were not doing what you're doing to cope, to numb the pain, what might you begin to think about, begin to feel, or remember? Look at your overreactions or your underreactions. When you have overreacted to a situation or a person, how about a gross underreaction? Either may point to an earlier time, event, or person that hurt or threatened us, and how we learn to cope in a situation where that button gets pushed. I don't want any buttons. The soul or heart, the limbic system, does not tell time. So when that same type of wound is opened, the soul or heart react the same way. Who made you feel this way before? How old were you? What did you tell yourself as a result of what was happening to you? Look in the mirror. Who do you dislike? What about them do you dislike the most? What negative quality in other people do you dislike a lot? It could be that you are projecting something about yourself onto others, something you can't accept in yourself. Ask others. I had a time, this is someone else that wrote this here. I had a time of personal evaluation. Ask others. What is it like to experience me? When honestly answered, the results are very revealing, though sometimes painful. At one point of burnout, I told my wife, I had asked my staff that question. She then asked me, when do I get to answer that question? Sometimes the truth hurts, but the truth is necessary. Ask God. A great man once asked God this of God, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139:23-24. Ask yourself, where does it hurt and why? Your wounds may be internal, but they still hurt and they still bleed. Write it down. Discuss what you're thinking about with someone who can help you identify truth and discern the real issues. We all need to heal our wounds. Trauma is a catastrophic event that happens to you, which is violent, shocking, and usually sudden. A traumatic event list refers to extreme stress that overwhelms a person's ability to overcome. Trauma is a high intensity of high octane through intense fear. It opens a person up to the spirit of fear. An unloving behavior from another or traumatic event list opens the door for the enemy to get into your heart. It's an opportunity for the opposition to bring in spirits of fear, anxiety, stress, OCD, etc. A lot of spirit of fear symptoms, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of man, fear of crowds, problems with high places, crowded areas, going outside, phobias, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, anything related to that traumatic event. Many times other spiritual issues such as bitterness, accusation, rejection, envy, and jealousy, antichrist, and unloving spirits Some wounds from trauma are immediately visible, and some take time to show up. A traumatic event is going to affect your spirit, your soul, and your body. When there's a spirit of fear, your body releases a lot of cortisol. And long-term cortisol drip starts damaging the immune system, opening the door to disease. Some wounds from trauma are immediately visible, and some take time to show up. A traumatic event is going to affect your spirit, soul, and body. A spirit of fear can open the door to fear of relationships, not able to trust God or man, depending on the type of traumatic event you experience. Later, affect your relationship, finances, opening the door to disease, or affect your relationship with God, especially trust issues with men. The reason that trauma creates strong spiritual roots is that of the intensity of the traumatic event and the repetitiveness of the trauma. The spirit of fear is the immediate response to trauma, then rejection. Depending if a traumatic event from a person, does bitterness come in, especially if a loved one did not protect or love you properly. I'm going to just go over a list of some things that our traumatic event list, opening the door to the spirit of fear, demonic influences, and demonic oppression, heaviness, etc. Conception to birth trauma. A forced encounter born out of rape or drunkenness. Born out of wedlock. Unwanted fear and rejection and illegitimacy. Child is unwanted. Fighting while child is in the womb. Premature birth. Problems with rejection. Genetic problems. Birth defects. Trauma of the birth process. C-section. Cord around the neck. Conception as a result of drunkenness. Denial because of gender. Illness or separation. Adoption. Rejection. Absentee dad or mom. Either emotionally or physically. Hospitalization of self or parents, being in isolation at birth, given over to grandparents to raise you, parents divorced, moving a lot, parents both worked, taken from mother, more traumatic event lists or accidents, close call death, car accidents, sports accidents, war injury, near drowning, fires, earthquakes, etc. These can all cause trauma in our soul. Combat veterans or civilian victims of war. All other injury or mishap, near accident. Domestic or intimate partner violence. Screaming and yelling. Parents that fight, abuse each other, and they can be alcoholic parents. Coarse jesting. Bullying. Victimization. Scapegoating. Being the one who takes the heat and punishment for others. Not feeling safe, keeping family secrets, rejection by boyfriend or girlfriend or father or mother, neglect, kidnapping, molestation, rape, incest, premature sex, and promiscuity, false religion, curses that control you and are fear-based, robbery, SRA, satanic ritual abuse through a coven, born in a coven, forced abortion, being the object of lies or gossip, victim of verbal, emotional, or physical abuse, financial loss or poverty, graphic violent movies or horror movies that disturb you, mugging or carjacking, loss of spouse, friends, parents, children, broken dreams, embarrassment, loss of promotion, infidelity, single or childless. All right, I think we'll just go into the prayer now. Jesus is the answer to all of these wounds. He's our healer and our deliverer. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." Are you willing to ask, seek, and knock? We need to ask the Lord to show us any open wound left in our lives. When there is open wounds, we face the issue of commonality affected by spirits similar in nature to what has invaded our wounds. We need to give Him permission to heal us and ask Him what we need to do as a part of the healing. Say, Lord, I give You permission to heal me. We need to apply the blood of Jesus to any remaining open wounds as the Lord takes us through this process. We will have to forgive the persons, places, and circumstances as He brings things to remembrance. The Lord will choose the timing, and He can heal many at once or one at a time. Matthew 18:19. Again, I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth concerning any matter whatsoever, it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens. Do you agree that trauma and all associated spirits have to go?
Yes.
Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Are you willing to walk in the light?
Yes.
Okay. Well, y'all can just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All glory is yours. You are my deliverer, shield, and buckler. You are my front guard and rear guard. I come to you now. In the name of our awesome King Jesus. And ask you as a little child for your light to shine into my life. Lord Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to show me any open wounds from trauma and shock in my life. Take a minute and see if He shows you anything. I'm asking you for healing in these areas. I believe you will continue to show them to me because I'm a child of your light and not darkness. I'm asking you to show me what I need to do as part of the healing process. I'm asking for your strength in Christ Jesus to help me as we walk this out. Where I have sinned myself as a result of these wounds, I take responsibility and ask for the gift of godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I decree in advance that it is my choice of will to forgive all, including myself. Thank you, Lord, in advance for your love and grace in granting me victory over darkness. I thank you from this day forward. Trauma will not be the glue that binds wounds open and demons together, as trauma has no place in me. I bind the strong man assigned against me. In Jesus' name, I apply the blood of Jesus to any open wounds. And I bind and break all demonic shields and seals. I submit to your lordship and believe that according to Luke 10:19, you have given me authority over all the power of the enemy. I believe you have commanded me and all believers to cast out demons in Mark 16:17. I agree that as the minister calls the spirits out, that all spirits who were called out have to leave, whose legal right is broken. I agree.
I agree.
That all light spirits.
All light spirits.
Have to leave.
Have to leave.
I agree and command.
I agree and command.
That all squatters.
All squatters.
Have to leave as well.
Have to leave.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I believe that Yahweh God.
It's
for me
and not against me.
I believe
that
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I believe who the Son sets free is free indeed.
I receive the salvation
and deliverance of the Lord. We're going to bring some unholy soul ties. If any names, anyone that hurt you that you felt has been the cause of the wound or the trauma, and you, as you remember their name, I just want you, as you're thinking about it, just to break it. Say, Lord, I break unholy soul ties with, and whoever the Lord shows you. I break soul ties with them in Jesus' name. I send their souls back to them. And call mine back to me. Covered in the blood of Jesus. I break all unholy blood covenants.
I break all demonic bridges.
Between me and them. And command all spirits. That transferred into me. To leave. Along with every foreign soul. In Jesus' name. Now come out of them. In Jesus' name. Every spirit that came in through these soul ties. Come out. Go. In Jesus' name. Out. Come out. In Jesus' name. We break your power. You have to come out. They come out of agreement with you. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Go.
Now, I'm going to separate some things. I'm just going to start calling some spirits out. And y'all just will them out. Breathe. Blow out. I separate trauma from amnesia, disassociation, shock, and improperly motivated forgiving. Suppression, shock, severe headache, frenzy, fear, lurking fear, paranoia, insomnia, nightmares, terror, horror, severe stress, moderate stress, trifling stress, painful memory, flashback, and replay. I command all these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Amnesia, go. Disassociation, go. Shock and improperly motivated forgiving, go. Suppression, leave. Fear, leave. Lurking fear. Paranoia. Bullying, go. In Jesus' name. Physical abuse, come out. In Jesus' name. Child abuse, come out of God's people. In Jesus' name. Indoctrination. Initiation, go. In Jesus' name. Sexual abuse. Violation. Molestation, go. In Jesus' name. Get out of God's people. Get out. In Jesus' name. Incest. Unclean. Insecurity, go. Leave God's people. In Jesus' name, confusion, bipolar, leave. In Jesus' name, double-mindedness, go. Impaired judgment, go. In Jesus' name, all anger, seething anger, agitation, leave. Now, in Jesus' name, betrayal, revenge, go. In Jesus' name, fear and anxiety, panic, terror, go. In Jesus' name. Numbing, emotionally flat, shock, go. In Jesus' name. Dazed, despair, overactivity, go. In Jesus' name. Withdrawal, detachment, and depression, go. We break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. In Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, all unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, and murder. We break your power. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Shame, you have to go. False identity, lost identity, go. In Jesus' name, we break your power. You've been caught, you come out now in Jesus' name. Fractured identity, rejection and self-hatred, we break your power in Jesus' name. Death, death from seeing death. Death from wages of sin. We break your power and command you to come out of those people in Jesus' name. Death from loss of a loved one. You have to go in Jesus' name. Bondage, control, witchcraft, sorcery. Go in Jesus' name. I command you to leave God's people. Manipulation, rebellion, domination, and bullying. Go now in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power. Speak life into them, Lord. I ask you to cleanse their bodies of any toxins and chemicals released through trauma or any other source. Restore any damaged DNA. Heal their immune systems. Erase the unholy pictures and words and sensual memories as they allow you, Jesus, to remove any disorder, any disease, or disharmony from their bodies. I command any trauma and shame associated with scent and attached to the skin to flee now in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. I declare they have identity in Jesus and life more abundant. I declare that they will love you with all their heart, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as themselves. In Jesus' name, I command any remaining trauma, shock, or terror, and shame to come out of God's people. Come out of their muscles. Come out of their ligaments. Come out of their tendons. Out of their bone marrow. Their heart. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of their lungs. Come out of their liver. Come out of their kidneys. Come out of their elbows, their spleen, and their pancreas. Come out now in Jesus' name. Appendix. Come out of their appendix. Out of their stomach. Reproductive organs. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of their reproductive organs. Out of their brain. Out of their amygdala. Turn off the alarm in Jesus' name. Hypothalamus. Come out of the hypothalamus. Come out of the eyes and ears and nose in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that every void be filled. I want y'all to repeat this. I thank you, Lord, that every void be filled with the Holy Spirit as we celebrate freedom, giving you all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you. Well, Father God, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you. We thank you for your freedom and your healing and your deliverance, Lord. And I thank you that perpetual deliverance will continue, that as you bring more things to mind from any of this teaching, that as people or places or circumstances come to mind, that your people will be diligent and you'll bring it to remembrance, to break the soul ties, to ask for healing, to command the spirits to go, and just to continually be healed. In Jesus' name, and to continue to chase after you and chase after your freedom and your healing. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the food that we're about to eat, Father. We thank you for those that prepared it. We ask that you bless it and that it nourishes our body. In Jesus' name, we thank you for rest between now and 3, and that we come back here ready to get some more healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.